Finally. I'm sorry to have kept you waiting. You know how it is. Festivities require the presence of a noble figure. Did you enjoy the meal I sent up to you? Good. I'll pass your compliments to the chef. Ether pheasant is one of the prides of elven cuisine. He will be pleased to hear your approval. Oh, I'm very sorry to have left you here without company, but your presence had to be concealed. I'm sure you understand. You don't understand? I thought it was clear. The plan requires your presence to be a secret. What plan? The plan? Wait. Don't tell me your father did not tell you why you were here. Embassy duty? Hug on, you bastard. Silence. I'm sure you have been educated in the proper manner of royalty. But I believe that we can be a bit more casual tonight. Where to begin? You must know of the 100 years' war between us elves and you humans. It is a conflict that has gone on long enough, with both sides growing weaker every moment. But after the events of the Void Tear, we can't afford to fight any longer. Both of us stand as vanguards to this conflict. The Human Empire and the Elven Coalition are the very shield of civilization. We cannot afford to lose people or resources in this meaningless war. Where to begin? Your father Argon and I held a secret meeting many years ago. Both of us knew that the war could not go on, but swaying the dukes and convincing the council would be nigh impossible, and only something like divine intervention could have a chance. So that is what we sought. Your father and I went on a pilgrimage. We took the punishing road to the gates of heaven, planning to hold a meeting with the divines. After many moons, we arrived, presented our problem to the gods, and begged for their wisdom. They told us that the only hope against the Void Tear was if we united and fought the enemy as one, with only one leader in command. A half-human, half-elf hybrid, someone that had claim to both empires and that would, in the end, bring an end to the Void Tear. As you know, we're not normally compatible. Humans and elves can't have offspring. But all of this was nothing but ordinary. The gods gave us a proposition. Argon would have a son blessed with the capability of having offspring with an elf. And that way, a champion could be born. You are his son. To fulfill his end of the bargain, he sent you here, to live with us elves forevermore. And of course, this is all a secret. The whole ordeal cannot be learnt of by the masses. A human-elf hybrid would be seen as an undeniable sign of the will of the divines, the only way to sway both nations. Better yet if the pregnancy comes from someone who does not have a partner. A divine child in all senses. But That means that you must be removed from the line of succession. We cannot have any competition for the throne.
Oh, are you crying? Oh, shush, 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 calm down. What is it? Oh, I know it's not fair, but it is the only chance we have. Oh, it must be hard having to abandon your life, but you must do it for the good of the world. You're going to be treated well here. You will live a long life without worry. You will enjoy the regal royalty of the elves. Kill you? Oh, no, darling, of course not. You must have misunderstood. Oh, no. You're going to live with me. I don't need to end your life. Yes, with me. Oh, let me kiss your tears away. Just some kisses on your cheeks. There. Better now? Good. I promise you, it is going to be a perfect life. And, well, if you followed my words, the champion needs to have a claim in both empires, which means he will have royal blood, human and elven. It would need to be my son with human royalty, meaning that you and I need to try for an heir. Do you know how all this works? Yes? Okay. And do you have experience in the matter? Your father assured me you have no offspring, but... It's okay. You can trust me. Ah, you're still a virgin. I see. That is not a problem, my darling. I can teach you everything you need to know. An innocent, sweet boy like you. So rare. One that has never even looked at a real pussy. Let alone touched one. And I will enjoy. Oh, I will enjoy teaching a beautiful man like you how to make love. You are going to like it. An elven queen is your first time. It does not get much better than that. Oh, your cheeks are so red. And you look so cute. A mumbling mess. Oh, so shy and pure for me. Don't worry, sweetie. I like you. Your demeanor and respectful manners, but with just a hint of hunger, a tinge of lust in those beautiful, innocent eyes of yours. I watched, you know, as you undressed me in your mind, just as I entered this very room, looking at my covered breasts, my hips as I purposefully swayed them while walking towards you, and my thigh as it slipped out for a second through the cut of my silver dress. I hope that you can pardon the trickery I employed. But I entered this room with one purpose in mind. Seducing a good boy like you. Did you like my dress? Made of threads of pure gold and silver. Even as you touch it, you can feel the warmth of my body on it. If I get closer and put my hands on your knees, I can feel your manhood twitching already. The slightest bit of touch and twitch. Yes, it is. That's so sweet. Your trousers jumping with the slightest touch of my soft hands. Now, moving my hands up your thighs, closer and closer. Dragging my nails over your legs. And stopping. I know how badly you must want this. And the way you look at my lips, begging for them, just waiting for my permission. I can read your eyes as you plead for a kiss. You want nothing more than to lock lips. Feel my tongue on yours and bring me happiness. You want to make me gasp in pleasure. A selfless lover, perhaps. Then you need to tell me, do you want to be my good boy? Will you do everything I say and submit to me? Will you pledge the rest of your life to me? Go on. I need to hear you say it. Oh, good boy. Tell me, darling, was that your first kiss I just stole? And the second. Third. I will give you so many that by the end you won't remember where you stand. Oh. your cock is so hard. No, no, don't hide it. I like it. I'll tell you what. Why don't you follow me? In here, through these doors. How about we take a bath together? It will help you to relax. Let me undress. Shift the sides of my dress to my shoulders. And pull it down. Oh, you're staring, darling. Do you like the look of my snow-white skin? Curvy hips, long legs, and large breasts. You really like my breasts, huh? Even when I shake them around. You follow with your gaze like a puppy. So sweet. Describe to me, sweetie. What's your favourite part? The pink areolas of my nipples. I promise you can play with them. But only if you undress as well. It's no fun if it's just me. Good boy. I like what I see. Such a nice body with a rock hard cock. I told you, darling. No need to hide it. Come here. Give me your hand and help me into the fountain. Oh, that's so good. Relaxing, even. Won't you join me? Good boy. Do you feel the warmth of the water bubbling through your body? Oh, it's so good, isn't it? But the water won't do all the work. It requires a little rubbing. Won't you help me with that? It will help you grow accustomed to my body. Break the ice. Start low. Massage my aching foot. Yes, just like that. Oh, your soft hands. Squeezing the sides, massaging my soles. Oh, that feels wonderful. Yes. Now, pass your fingers between my toes. Oh, you're doing great, darling. Oh, wonderful. Now the other one. With hands as dexterous as yours, we can do this every day. I certainly wouldn't mind. Would you? I thought so. Oh, that feels so good. Oh, that feels so good. Now, darling, start moving up, rubbing and massaging my calf. Oh, yes. And now my thighs. Oh, your hands. And now my belly. So soft, right? Gliding your hands on my body is perfect, isn't it? Stop for a moment. Oh, I know how you want to wash my breasts. But you sped past something down there. My aching, dirty pussy. Oh, it longs for your hands. Would you kindly help me with that? Good boy. Cup your hands on it. And rub it. Oh, kiss me more while you do what I say. Slowly but firmly. Just like that. Oh, don't worry, darling. You're doing a fine job. Now splay your fingers and rub one of them in the middle of my pussy, with two others pressing on the side outside of the lips. Lightly. Just like that. Oh. How does it feel? Have these puffy lips lightly pressing on your fingers. Hungry for your touch. Shivering at every pass. I bet it is even warmer than the water we stand in. But I am being such a mean girl. You need to get clean too. Let me help you with that. Ah, yes. You keep doing what I taught you with one hand. And wash my breasts with the other. You have a very nice cock. So hard. And needy. Oh, twitching so much for me. Oh, no. Don't come in the bath, darling. It would defeat the purpose of it. Hold on for me. I'll just stroke you lightly. Caressing your shaft. Sliding my open fingers over the head of your cock. Fondling your balls. Oh, yes, while you rub your fingers on my slit. And cup your hands. Oh, running warm water on my breasts. Yes, pausing just for a second over my nipples. Oh, go on, darling. I know that you want to play with them. Oh, do what feels natural. Oh, yes, yes. Yes, your tongue feels great on my breasts. Oh, 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 sucking on my nipples. Making them stand to attention. Oh. Oh, yes, grab it with care. And give light twists. Oh, oh, yes, just like that. Oh, making circles with your tongue on the outside. Oh, you teasing me now. Oh, rubbing the tip of your finger on my nipple. Oh, oh, you are way too good at this. Your lips feel wonderful. Yes, yes, yes. Plant kisses on it while I stroke your cock. Oh, yes, yes. Show these tits the love they deserve. Oh, you can be a little rougher. Suck on them hard. Oh, just like that. Yes, yes. Bite on the areola lightly. Oh, and swirl your tongue inside. Yes. Oh, you are breathing hard, darling. I'm afraid you can't take this for much longer. Come, grab my hand. Let's get out of this bath. Yes, lie down on that warming stone. On mornings, it is a great place to bathe in the sun. At night, it lets us experience the cool air. One day, I might let you observe my sun baths. Would you like to see that? The rays of light reflecting off my skin, illuminating this amazing body for you to see. Okay. But for tonight, you get something better. To watch me climb over you. And kneel over your lying body. Oh, bringing my pussy over your cock. Do you want it, love? Do you want to thrust deep in me? Feel the warmth. Oh, the rim of my pussy pressing over the head of your cock, teasing you. Oh, rubbing it over it. Mixing my juices with your pre-cum. Making your cock shiver and throb. No, do not thrust. Mm-mm. There will be a time for that. I want you to keep this moment in mind while I bring my pussy over to your mouth. Don't worry, darling. Just as last time, I'll instruct you on what to do. Of course. Just appreciate my splendor under the moonlight first. The soft blue light of the moon bathing us. Watch as my pussy drips with excitement for you. It has been too long since I had company like this. Elves are boring, never letting go of their pride. But humans like you are lively. Unashamed to give yourselves to pleasure. And possessing of a thirst. Oh, a thirst that is so endearing to tease. Like when I open my pussy for you. Yeah, letting you watch my fingers going in. And out, having you imagine the taste it will have. Salivating from the scent alone. So go on, dear. I'll get closer and you can have a lick. Oh. Oh, yes, that was such a cute moan coming from your lips. Lick the inside of it. Part my lips with your tongue. Oh, and grabbing my ass from behind too. Oh, pushing me deeper into your mouth. Ah, yes, squeeze it well then. I want to feel your lust. Oh, from your hands and your tongue. You love eating my pussy, don't you? Oh, feeling your trapped whimpers and moans. Sending vibrations through my pussy. You just can't contain yourself. That is so cute. So hot. Now, darling. Do you see that hood over my pussy? Yeah. Okay. I need you to suck it. I need you to put your tongue inside. That is my glit. The most sensitive part of my body. If you play with it carefully. Moving your tongue tenderly and sucking on it. You're going to... Oh, you're You're a natural. Oh, you're making me stumble over my words. I'm going to come, darling. I'm making me shiver over you. Oh, I'm really close. I hear your moans. Oh, feeling your tongue. And having you watch me rub my nipples under the light of the pale moon. Your hungry eyes that betray how much passion you have for me. I'm going to come. Please don't look away. Don't look away. Don't look away, gaze into my eyes. Watch me get lost in No need to move. Let me reward you for your effort. Get ready, darling. You're about to lose your virginity. Oh, it entered so easily. Oh, your pre-cum is coating your cock. Oh, and it just slid in. Oh, you are so much bigger than most elves, darling. Oh, it stretches me in such a pleasing way. Oh, I need it all. To move my pussy to the base of your cock. Oh, to have you all inside me. Just a bit more. There. Oh, how does it feel? Blissful, right? And what if I sway my hips with you inside? Like this. Oh, darling, what is it? You're coming. Oh, yes, you are. Yes, you are. I can feel it in me. Oh, yes. Come for me. Oh, such a big load. Oh, no. No, you don't need to apologize, love. I teased your virgin cock for so long. Of course you wouldn't last long on your first time. Let me get up. You did exactly what you should do. Filling me with your seed. Follow me as I guide you with my hands on your cock. Back to my room. We can continue at my bed. I see that you are still hard. Oh, the wonders of a youthful body like yourself. Did watching my ass sway, dripping with your seed, turn you on even more? If you can, squeeze one more load into me, darling. I'm ready for it. I'll lie down on the bed, and you can take the lead this time.
Show me a good time.
I'm very wet. And with your still dripping cum in me. Oh, it will slide in very easily. Do you like the feel of my pussy? Oh, isn't it amazing? So tight and wet. Oh, but at the same time gliding over that cock of yours. Oh, while you stretch me to your size. You will never feel another pussy like it. Ever. But you don't need to. Because nothing is going to feel as good as me. And you are here to stay with me. Oh, hold on to my hips, darling. Grab them. Yes. Thrust that no longer virgin cock in me. Good boy. You make the cutest faces. You're close to blowing your huge load inside my pussy. Oh, come for me, darling boy. Come for me. Fill up my pussy with your delicious gum. I want every last drop in me. Come for me. That's it. I just like that. Oh, good boy. Good boy, filling my womb with your cum one more time. No, don't take it out. I know I'm asking a lot, darling, but I just know you have another load waiting for me. Just one more, please. For me. Oh, just keep bucking your hips slowly. Watch me play with my breasts. Take one of them in my mouth. Lick my nipples. Let all that bent up sexual frustration out, my sweet boy. Dig your nails into my thighs if you must. Just keep a stiff cock for me. Please. Oh, pound your cock deep inside my pussy. Yes. Fill me to the brim with just one more load. Yes. Breed this slutty elf with your cock. No. I'm gonna come on your cock. Oh, come with me, okay? Come on. Oh, fuck. I know that you can do it. I know. You're so overstimulated. Oh, fuck, and so very tired. But you can do it one more time. Yes. Come for me. I'm gonna come to home. Yes. Oh, Oh, you are a treat, my darling. Come on, lie down. Oh, collapse under the bed right into my arms. How was it? Is this how you pictured your first time? Or much better than you imagined, huh? Shush, 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 shush. You don't need to answer, darling. Rest. You can drift off to sleep. With your aching cock still in me. While I make small curls with your hair. This is not a one-time thing. You're going to be my consort. I bet the idea of not leaving the castle is much more appealing now. We will make love every morning. And every night. I will have to take care of court business from time to time. But in every waking moment that I am not occupied, I will have you by my side. Be it taking strolls in the royal gardens, taking part in events, or simply enjoying my time with you. Having long embraces at the moon tower, feeling your lips on mine as we watch the sun set. Making offspring or not, you will be my love to the end. Forevermore, my darling.